Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Anderson, the Executive Director of LandPaths. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
We've been talking, needless to say, before this interview started, and perhaps first in my mind is, give us an explanation of LandPaths, what it is and how it works.
Sure. Well, LandPaths has been around for about 16 years as a community nonprofit, and it's LandPaths is short for Land Partners Through Stewardship. And that's the, I mean, that sort of spells out the basis for how we do our work. We are a community conservation organization, so we work with the community to help develop public access in Sonoma County so all people have an opportunity to have a relationship with the place. And so that's, we do that vis-a-vis our parks and preserves programs. We work with public agencies and sister nonprofits to get people adopting land near where they live.
I was became first aware of this the first time that I went to Oregon and found a place where the coasts are actually available to people, unlike so much of California where the coasts are closed off as private property.
You know, I just would say, Roland, in response to that and in general, it seems for so many years we've been trying to protect land from other people or protect land from ourselves. And while we've done an excellent job of protecting a number of signature landscapes, not only in Sonoma County, but throughout California, we've been so against something that we've really forgotten what we're for.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
LandPaths, as a practitioner, we're not advocating policies. We don't spend time in Sacramento. And I appreciate our sisters and brothers that do those things. We are on the ground in Sonoma County trying to work with the local community to develop a new land ethic.
Give us some examples.
Well, that's, for instance, we go to a landscape where we've been called in, usually. For instance, right now we're working on Fitch Mountain up in Healdsburg.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
The County Open Space District, Supervisor McGuire's office, and the City of Healdsburg have asked us to come together and help them basically preserve Fitch Mountain forever. So the way that we're going to help is we're going to own the property for 3 years and then work with the neighbors, all the neighbors, in and around Fitch, in and around Healdsburg.
Uh-huh.
And people from all walks of life, all socioeconomic groups who could have access to that mountain and use it part of their weekly, if not daily life, to enrich their experience of being on land. So that means people engaging as volunteers, people helping fundraise, people helping advise, because one thing we try never to do is to enter a landscape where we come in with a doctrine to share with people and tell them the menu we've already created.
Uh-huh, right.
And that's, I'm sorry to say, and I want to challenge my nonprofit brethren from this shore to the Atlantic, that we need to be better about listening to the community and going in and talking to not just the tried and true chorus, but listening to the entire spectrum of needs, because land gives us an opportunity to work together.
People get terrified, I think, that all of a sudden their neighborhood is going to turn into a theme park.
There tends to be a great unknown and fear about what's going to happen when people are walking near their home.
yes.
I don't think there's too many cases where it's decreased property values, if any. In fact, it does the opposite.
Right, right. I think that's very true. How best can the people of the county become involved in this? I'm sure there are many, many people who would just love to be part of the adventure that you are on.
Well, and we welcome any and all to be part of our work, because that's what Land Partners Through Stewardship is. It's a community organization by and for the community. People can go to our website, and they can look at the different places that we work. And again, we have the spectrum from the community garden in Roseland, which has now close to 40 families farming it and having access to land and healthy food, which we've been running now with the City of Santa Rosa, to a wildland preserve in Healdsburg, which is just there for the madrone trees.
Great. Okay, well, let's give people the opportunity to get in touch with LandPaths. The way to do it is to call 524-9318. That's a good information number. Online, probably better, landpaths.org. Craig, thanks for coming in and talking.
Thanks for having me, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.